Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour. I've been joined by my little buddy Dominic, and also a fine guest joining via Zoom. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gertie. Good to see you, Ben.
So, Ben, tomorrow's an election day in the state of Wisconsin. Less emphasis on the spring elections, but they're all important. So what are the big races the Democratic Party's, you know, out there knocking on doors for?
So we're organizing voters in every corner of Wisconsin. And some places have big elections. Some places have very few. I'm in Madison, where there's one contested school board race. Milwaukee is a mayor's race and has a chance to elect the first Black elected mayor in the history of Milwaukee, a dynamic young visionary leader named Cavalier Johnson, who is running against Bob Donovan, who is none of those things and who ran for the legislature as a Republican and thinks that the key to voters' hearts is to tell them how he's going to suppress their vote. He's not a guy we want in the mayor's office. There are city council elections in Green Bay. There are school board elections in La Crosse, in Beloit, in Manitowoc, in all these places across Wisconsin. There are referenda over investments in public schools. There are local issues, local races. There's a county executive race in Kenosha, county executive race in Portage County. Wherever you go in Wisconsin, there are local candidates on the ballot. And, you know, there was a time in the past when these races were not just considered nonpartisan, but people ran on nonpartisan local issues. And frankly, a lot of the people who share my values are running on local issues. On the Republican side, there's this effort underway right now by some of the same billionaires that bankrolled the Stop the Steal rally and that are, you know, huge, put huge amounts of money into Ron Johnson. With local candidates who are running on issues that they think they can use to snipe and go after our Governor Tony Evers, to steamroll election administration. There are Stop the Stealers. There's a fraudulent elector who's on the ballot in De Pere, Wisconsin. There are people running making these totally unfounded claims that the teachers are indoctrinating kids with you know, theories about history that divide people and make white kids feel ashamed. None of this is actually happening in our classrooms, but this is the right's effort to take Fox News propaganda and shove it down voters' throats and try to take over local government. So we're out there trying to stop them at every turn. And if you vote tomorrow, you can be part of the solution.
So hard to galvanize around a central thought other than if Fox News is for them, we're probably against them.
I mean, you know, if people brought, people left politics aside and just went to serve in local offices, great. But you see these ads that local Republican parties financed by the state Republican Party are taking out in local newspapers across the state. And they're talking about like open borders. So vote for this person for county board and this person for school board. That stuff has like immigration policy has absolutely nothing to do with local government policy in these local offices. They're trying to turn these things into, you know, opportunities to fire Let's Go Brandon warning shots across the bow of the presidential ship of state. Come on.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, joins us. Ben, great to see you. A nice write-up on Politico recently. You talked about the fundraising prowess of under your leadership here in the state of Wisconsin. And you made some comment about, you know, this election is a clash between the national momentum and the atmosphere here in Wisconsin. And you think things are breaking for us here. What gives you that impression, Ben?
So there's clearly a fired up far right wing, and we see all the worst hits of the far right, including people like Steve Bannon, who's now obsessed with local elections. That's the national stuff that you see playing out at the local level here. In state, though, you look at the people running for governor, and it's a clown show, except all the clowns are holding guns. You see, you know, Rebecca Clayfish refusing to say if she would have certified the 2020 election, and Timothy Rampton saying it's time to now decertify 20, and Kevin Nicholson, you know, today he's attacking the Republican Party. The next day he's begging for their endorsement. They're at each other's throats. Their only message to voters is that, that voters' power should be taken away so they can lock in more power. And on the Democratic side, Governor Evers is just the most fundamentally decent, straightforward, human being that you can trust talking about what's best for our kids is what's best for the state and how he's, you know, paving roads and getting our unemployment rate down to record lows. And the polling is pretty clear that Governor Evers is well-liked and trusted and popular. The Republicans are, if anyone's heard of them, they don't like him. And with Ron Johnson, he has lit himself politically on fire in a way that is without equal in any state across the country. And so at the same time as, you know, the national picture and the polling, all this stuff is really grim. The biggest in-state elections both are looking like big opportunities for us, which is not to say I think they'll be incredibly close, but we have a genuine fighting chance to win both of those races and reelect Josh Call as our attorney general and prevent Robin Voss from getting supermajorities in our state legislature. He just got held in contempt of court. Republicans are divided and they don't have their act together and their message is leaving voters cold. And that's an opportunity for Democrats who actually stand for something.
Ben, speaking of Senator Ron Johnson, went on the national Fox News and basically begging for donations. What do you think the impact of the outside of state money is going to be in this race? Will it be more than normal? What's your sense there?
I mean, Republicans have a few billionaires who live either just inside Wisconsin or just outside Wisconsin. I don't know whether you count the Ulines, whose corporate headquarters is in Pleasant Prairie, is Illinois billionaires or Wisconsin billionaires, but they're some of the biggest Republican donors in the country. And we know that they're going to be involved because they're already running ads right now about local elections using a dark money group called Restoration PAC. But I'm sure that the whole, you know, the Koch network, the whole Republican right-wing billionaire network is going to descend on our state. And I will say, let's fight back. I mean, we have more small dollar donors at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin than we've ever had. But I welcome, if folks want to make a donation to us, we don't offer access, we don't offer power. All we offer is an opportunity to support local organizing to fight back against right-wing billionaires who benefit personally from electing, you know, politicians willing to line their pockets. And if you want to join that fight, get on board, because we need to fight back against these folks so they don't take over and take us back into the dark ages. We saw what Becky Clayfish did when she and Scott Walker were in charge, and the historic teacher shortage, the massive school budget cuts. We don't want to go back to that. And she wants to go even further and do even worse. No way.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler. And Ben, you had a hell of a flattering piece in Politico today. I read it, and you know, it described you, sir, as the best state party chairman in the nation, and in no small part for your fundraising prowess. And it says you are well funded. This party has been, you know, greasing itself up with lots and lots of money. And it then puts a lot of pressure on your shoulders, Ben, and says, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to win with some headwinds? So how are we going to win with some headwinds, Ben?
Well, I think there's really three things you got to do. The first is you need to define who you're for. You know, Governor Evers, whoever becomes the Democratic Senate nominee, Democrats running for office up and down the ballot, you got to define who you're against in a way that makes clear to voters who's on their side and who's against them, who can actually deliver something for them and who's there to take something away. And then the third thing you got to do, which is a special focus for the party, is organize in every corner of the state to turn out every last Democratic voter. It's persuasion and turnout. You got to do both in a state like Wisconsin when things get really close. And, you know, I'm deeply grateful to everyone who's chipped in a few bucks to help us have resources at the state party. I'm also, I just want to say, devil's advocate, you know, Dom and Crute and all your different hosts, you're part of something really critical because the right has a massive advantage that doesn't show up on any campaign finance disclosure form when it comes to right-wing talk radio and how many local stations there are across our state blasting out right-wing propaganda, Republican propaganda, 24 hours a day. You have independent views. You don't carry water for me or anybody else, but you tell it like it is and go after right-wing propagandists. We need more of that because the impact of Fox News and the I don't want to list all the Vicky McKenna's of the world is malign and it's problematic and it doesn't show up in campaign finance disclosures, but boy, does it have a big impact. So no one should doubt for a second that it's going to take every minute, every ounce of strength we've got to be able to beat back the right in Wisconsin.
Ben, where could people, the other night, my wife said to me, what is the message of the Democratic Party? And I said, well, I don't speak for them, but if I want to know what the message of the Democratic Party is, where do I get that message?
Well, you can sign up for emails from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. That's not a bad way to start. Fundamentally, it comes down to, are you waking up trying to do the right thing for people? Or are you a radical, corrupt extremist trying to lock in power for yourself, which is what you get with Ron Johnson and Rebecca Clavish and all these Republicans. When they scream about, quote unquote, election integrity, what they're talking about is rigging the rules for themselves to lock in permanent power, no matter what the voters think. And that is the core of their message. And our message, if you look at Democrats, you know, we talk about schools and about roads and about jobs. And we talk about that stuff because we're actually trying to deliver for working people who get up in the morning, you know, trying to figure out how to make things work for their families. And that's the core contrast. That's the thing that knits all these pieces together. Democrats believe we all do better when we all do better. And Republicans are out for power and they've got to be stopped.
Now, Ben, I don't know if you heard Robin Voss a couple of weeks ago went on Right Wing Talk Radio out of Wausau and said, effectively, help us elect a Republican attorney general and we'll use the stuff that Gableman's digging up to start prosecuting. Presumably, he meant elections officials. Seemed kind of fascist to me, Ben. This is a bigger deal than just a simple election outcome. Kind of feels like, you know, good versus evil some days.
What Republicans are doing right now, it should put a chill down your spine because they're trying to set things in motion so that no matter who gets the most votes in 2022, in 2024, the Republicans can lock in control and they can weaponize law enforcement to throw people in jail who they disagree with. You heard this with the lock her up chance that you saw from Hillary Clinton. It had nothing to do with the law. It all has to do with unaccountable power. That's what Republicans are seeking, and that's what no one in this country of either party should ever have. The stakes in this fight, they touch our roads and our schools and our jobs, and they touch whether we should be a democracy in this country. And as goes Wisconsin, so goes the nation. We have to fight here.
Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler, if I'd have had that nice piece in Politico, my head would not fit in the Zoom window. Ben, you did a fine job. Thank you for joining us today on The Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.